This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are at Wachusett Mountain. Had a great pregame here last night.
Unbelievable.
And I want to thank everybody who came out last night. Thank all you guys for being here this morning, bright and early. On what is hopefully it's a Flex Friday, and you can there's 21 trails open, and there's a reasonable amount of snow, so nothing better than spring skiing or boarding. So hopefully you guys have the whole day off, and you can go ski and board your heart away to your heart's content, whatever the expression is. Once we're done with the show at 10,
and I think we need to say this more often. Every time we go to a new place, we're like, oh, I don't know if it's going to be crowded. Like we'll do, you know, we'll do dinner at the bar, and we'll be down the road. Like we make backup plans.
Yeah,
because we don't know of who will show or when. And every time we come to one of these and it's banged out, you're like shocked.
Yeah.
And you're grateful.
Because we have the single greatest radio audience ever assembled. That's
so true.
You beautiful, awesome.
You beautiful, incredible people.
And so many people at the restaurant, at the barn were so nice,
great.
Too. People
great.
Were, there was a table next to us who great. The dad stood up, said, these two girls, guess who their principal is?
It was angry.
Very, very funny about angry principal Dave.
Yeah. So it was so
nice.
They reading at grade level?
Yeah, I think they're very smart girls.
Okay, angry principal Dave followed us to the barn, actually, and was waiting for you outside.
Yeah.
But you went out the back, which,
I did.
Which was great.
I have a detail now.
Yeah. All right. Wick Grosbeck will be on the show in about 15 minutes or so at 8:20, and we will talk all things Celtics sale with Wick coming up. But guest leads time. Hopefully you guys brought a guest lead. You got a minute. Come on up if you have a guest lead. Any and all topics, please. We would love to hear from you and give you the opportunity to speak your piece on any topic. So come on up with a guest lead if you brought one. I know that Curtis mentioned that Ken had something brewing.
Right. We'll have Ken go first so that there's nowhere to go but up.
Okay. Ken, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Red Sox season starts in 6 days. I'm not sure if you're aware of that.
Yes.
Of course.
I'm very excited. Chapman, by the way, our man Liam Hendricks sort of gave the closer role to Aroldis Chapman yesterday, so
yeah.
Things are happening. However...
I'm disappointed. I wanted Liam Hendricks to be the closer.
Same.
Just because he's such a great guy.
Yeah.
And Courtney
and
has
Courtney.
I don't have a crush.
A crush on him.
I don't.
But,
very
yeah.
Nice man.
Okay, but yes. But that's
the
not
Crochet
your...
Crochet situation has me worried.
Yeah.
I am nervous about Garrett Crochet. First, I mean, he's going to start next Thursday. If you haven't seen him, he's unbelievable. He's going to win the Cy Young. That's a lock. He's
okay.
Going to be the AL.
You said
Cy
Brian Bayo is good at Pedro.
Well,
so
He's going to be second this year.
Yeah. Okay.
But they won't talk contract when the season begins. And I don't know what's going on, but it appears the Red Sox are scared of the bad deal. They're scared of the Chris Sale deal. They're scared of the Trevor Story deal. They're scared of the Yoshida deal. And they're lowballing the guy. And for Sam to come on our broadcast and say it's up to Garrett Crochet whether he wants his family to be here.
Yeah.
Now you're going into the season with a weird dynamic, and I don't like that.
Well, I've heard some, even on this radio station, I was listening to Jones and Keith the other day, and they were suggesting that you ought to make the guy the highest paid, certainly pitcher in Major League Baseball, and maybe more than that. You've yet to get a full season from him.
I get it, but he's 25. Two first-round picks for him. Kyle Teal, your catcher of the future. He is going to be legitimately good. Like, he's showing you he's got the stuff in spring training. If you were going to pay Yamamoto $300 million, to Wiggy's point, why won't you pay it for this guy who you gave up all these assets?
Well, he's not going anywhere. He can't go anywhere for 2 years.
For 2 years.
So,
but if you don't sign him this year, he's gone. He's
also
not signing next
year. You're also paying him $3.5 million this year.
Well, right. Tear it up. Renegotiate that.
Well, you could do that. But, I mean, don't you want to see – don't you want to get a full season from him before you
– I fear abandonment.
Yeah.
I want to lock him up.
The longer you
fear
wait
– abandonment.
The longer you wait, the price tag goes up and the failings get involved and he gets maybe more emotional or he gets more –
chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, he gets more peeved at the organization.
But if the price goes up, it's win-win.
If you're lowballing him now, you think they're going to want to give him $35 million a year?
Let's take 2 years of it and see where we are.
If you do what Ken is suggesting, the price has already gone up. You're giving him that money now.
But you're giving him $27 million per year now.
$27 million a year. Some of these guys, like Snell, is getting $36 million a year. You get him on a little bit of a discount,
right?
It's a long-term commitment. But you've got your ace of the future.
In what way does Sam Kennedy doing what he did benefit the situation?
It's a great question. I guess he's trying to put pressure on Crochet, but it's not. I can't see.
We sat with Crochet.
Why would you want to do that, though? If you're Sam Kennedy, why would you want to do that?
Because he feels he's losing the negotiation, so he wants to put pressure on him publicly. But I would like we met Crochet at the winter weekend. The guy does not look fazed by anything. He's like a Southern dude who's like, I'm good at baseball. Don't F with me.
Yeah.
Like I don't see confidence being an issue with him, and I don't think Sam Kennedy would win a stare down. No offense, Sam.
Well, is Sam Kennedy maybe just telling you what it is, which is the ball is in his court, and he wanted a deal done by opening day. That's a little bit demanding, I think, on his part.
But the organization also gave him leverage by talking about how he's the ace and the opening day starter from the second day. Okay, so don't be mad that he's using that leverage you gave him against you.
Right. Yeah. And then he's looking at other guys throughout the league and go, wait a second, if I am the ace and you were willing to give Yamamoto, who've never pitched in the major leagues before, you were willing to give him 27 per year, $300 million over 12 years, why wouldn't you be willing to do that for me when you claim that I'm a Cy Young, I'm the ace of this rotation, and I'm younger than Yamamoto.
Right.
So, anyway, it's going to be a great year, but that's the one issue. That's the one issue.
That's your only issue?
Yeah.
Good lead.
Third base all settled in your mind?
Third base is Bregman.
All right.
It is Bregman.
And is Ralphie going to be okay with that throughout the season?
I think they're going to throw him a start every now and then to keep him happy.
Every once in a while?
What's your concern level on Ralphie?
Oh, hey, Ralphie.
Three. I'm low on Ralphie.
Okay.
High on Crochet. 10 on Crochet.
You have them winning the division?
I do.
I would hope.
Wow. 95. Yes. Okay. 95 double.
95. All right. Chime. Bet it. All right. Any guest leads? I'm kind of disappointed because I don't think there's guest leads here.
Oh, no.
Did nobody bring a guest lead? Oh, we have.
Oh, Lord in heaven.
All right, Eamon with a guest lead. Oh.
Curtis, you're not looking forward to this one.
Just wait and see.
Is this it?
Yes.
This is me?
Yes. Good morning.
Here's my guest lead.
White Russian?
Visual. If you can only guess what this is.
That's an ick. It's the ick.
A glass of milk.
Milk.
Oh. It is or it isn't.
Grown man drinking milk.
So here's the question, people. This is a genuine question.
Is this
an ick for you or for anybody else in the world? Just watch me do this.
Okay. This is you may recognize this gentleman. He did the worm on the deck at the Brunswick.
Yes. Right.
He spilled three drinks in one lead, which was actually shocking.
Famously. And so that's literally.
Wow.
Yeah, give him a round of applause. He drank the whole glass of milk.
Yeah. Confirmed
or whatever
dick.
It was.
Confirmed.
Right. Was that
confirmed dick.
Was it confirmed dick?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
Yeah. All right.
Great
Fantastic.
Job.
Really, I mean, I don't think anything could top that.
No, I don't think so.
Let's not try. Yeah, all righty. The mic is no longer there.
All righty. Love it.
Great.
I got four letters for you. U-B-E-R.
All right. Actually,
ladies, I'm single. That's so funny he says that.
What?
Yesterday I said, I looked around the room and I said, this is a great place if you're single to come meet someone.
Oh,
like male or female.
Like a roadshow pregame.
Yeah, like a roadshow pregame. I'm telling you, if you're single and you come out, you can meet your soulmate.
Oh, okay.
So I think maybe we should include this year's roadshow season to maybe have a dating element.
Oh, okay. Oh, I like that.
Right?
Some kind of a blind dating thing at the pregame.
Yeah.
Like that game we had. What was that?
Like two Twitchers meet up.
Yeah, but then like are we legally responsible if somebody gets somebody pregnant or something?
No.
They're all adults. You could sue NASA.
Okay. Yeah, as long as they're
adults. They are going to sue, I'm telling you.
They're not going to sue.
Courtney, they're never going to sue them.
The family should.
All right.
Well, we're going to do a poll. Better lead, Ken or Worm?
I liked. Now that's not the other Worm. This is
I know. I didn't make a call for the other Worm.
Main Worm.
This is the Worm on your shoe.
Main Worm. And also, Curtis, I don't know if you caught Curtis's lead earlier, but he'd like to drive you somewhere after the
show. Yeah, right up the street.
Okay.
Really close by. Almost too close.
We're going to take a quick break, and then Wick Grosbeck will join us, and we will talk Celtic Sale coming up right now. Courtney with what is trending this hour.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Fall to the Golden Knights out west. 5-1 was the final. Morgan Geeky had the only goal in this one for the Bees, and Jeremy Swayman had 27 saves in the loss. I will say Geeky, he's still performing well for the Bruins, you know, despite all the losses. Mm-hmm. He's still going out there. Yeah. The Red Sox fell to the Twins 2-1. Tonight they have the Pirates at JetBlue. First pitch at 6:05. You can listen to the matchup right here on WEEI and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. The Celtics have the Jazz tonight in Utah. Tip is at 9:30. Jaylen Brown and Xavier Tillman are both listed is out for this one. First day of the first round of March Madness, and we got our first big upset as 5-seed Clemson fell to 12-seed McNeese State. Final score of that one, 69-67. With that win, only 1.4 million perfect brackets remain out of the 24 million made. And more games today after Yale lost to Texas A&M yesterday. We get the rest of the New England teams in action tonight as UConn taking on Oklahoma at 9:25. Bryant takes on Michigan State at 10. And the Lady Stags from Fairfield also in action taking on Kansas State today at 2:30. You can listen to those games starting at noon today on EEI AM. And when it comes to the Hockey East, a hell of a game out of Maine who defeated Northeastern in the double OT of the semis. They will face off with UConn for the championship puck drop at 7:30. You can listen to that one on the Odyssey app. Cooper Boardman and Jimmy Connolly are on the call. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 45 degrees in Boston, raining for the next 45 minutes to hour. Afternoon will be around 50 tomorrow. Nice day, mid-50s downtown Boston.
All right, we need the 60s, Curtis.
Okay.
Bring the 60s back.
I'm on it.
All right. We are at Wachusett Mountain. It is a snow show Friday, and Wick Grosbeck will...
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Robin Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Join us next. It is a snow show Friday, and we are at Wachusett Mountain. And joining us right now, the governor, and I believe going forward, once the sale closes, also the CEO and partner of the Boston Celtics, Wick Grosbeck. Wick, good morning. Thanks for being on with us this morning.
Hey, Hillman. How you doing?
Doing great. I know that this was a little bit bittersweet for you, but sounds like you have found somebody worthy of putting the trust of the franchise and the fans in.
Well, that's what we think very much. I've spent a good amount of time with Phil, and I really feel great about his authentic fan credentials. I mean, he's doing this for the right reason. He's doing this because he wants to be part of the Celtics and wants to, you know, make them, I don't know, better than what when he found them. Or it's hard to do that, but trying to add some more, add another chapter or two to the history of the Celtics is a it's a tough job, but he's really up for it.
Well, we've been going back and forth, as has everybody else on this, and that's an interesting kind of topic that you bring up, is when you're buying, and you know this because you did it, when you are buying a franchise, do you want a sports franchise and one like the Celtics, is the expectation that you're, you know, immediately going to make money? Are you buying it as from a business perspective, or is this something that you're buying because you love the game and you love what you're buying?
Well, we said to everybody that came through looking, I said, you know, the winning bidder here is going to be someone who absolutely loves it and puts money second. Because if you just add up the math, you know, maybe you should invest in the stock market, or you should invest in real estate, or, you know, crypto, or whatever you want to invest in. You know, there may be some things that do better. This was never about money for us. My group, when we came in 2002, we did it totally for love. I mean, I had to mortgage my house. It's not like I had money, but the point being, the people that pay the most for teams are not going to be the people that say it's either this or buying, you know, treasury bills or S&P 500. They're going to say, I've got to have this. And so I think the person that's winning this kind of bid is going to be someone that loves it. Anyway, in that case, it's very true with Phil.
Wick, when it comes to you selling it, was it just the highest bid at the end of the day, though, or was there more to it? Did you want it to go into the hands of somebody who was locally grown and had a fandom for the Celtics?
Yeah, well, this was really more a family decision. There were advisors and the committee and all that stuff. I'm just going to leave it private, but it was a very straightforward and process, and you know, and everybody had to do their best and final bids, and at the end of that day, one really stood out. So that's all I can really say about that. But there's no, it's not a personal pro or con on anybody. Everybody that was in the final group was more than qualified and would be a great owner going forward. I really mean that very sincerely.
What was the response from the, what has been the response from the players on this news? I imagine that could create some anxiety with guys, and have you talked that through with them?
Yeah, and, well, I talked it through back in the day, back in, you know, July and stuff like that. Talked in training camp a little bit, maybe, or over in Abu Dhabi, possibly. But I don't think they can speak for themselves, but it doesn't seem to me like it's upsetting anybody. I've told them that we're going to find someone really good to take over, and I've also told them that I'm planning to stay in, and that is what's happening. So there's continuity, and everybody seems to be, as I said in the paper today, Jason said to me, look, Wick, I trust you. It's going to be fine. So I think they're more, hopefully more worried about other things. I don't think this is hanging over everybody's head. I don't believe it is.
And for you, you'll remain at least for the next 3 years as the CEO and the governor, and going forward as a partner with this franchise, right?
Yeah, that's the way it is, and it's important that Bill and I can work together, and we are, and that's working great, and I think we both really want that to work out, and I'm optimistic about that. That's what I like doing, is kind of teaming up, and he seems to be the same way. And we've got when you've got something like the Celtics, it's just so easy to put your own stuff aside in a way and just say what's good for the team. That's just the way it is, and that's the way other teams run it as well. It's not just us. We didn't invent that. It's just when you have something like this, you've got to take care of it, and that's what we're trying to do here.
Wick, what's best for the team appears to be, from the outside, that inevitably you get an arena, you build an arena that is Celtics primarily, that you're able to profit off of, that you're able to utilize. Is this the start of a new process with a new partner to potentially get something done after the sale is finalized?
Oh, that's not even it's probably not a topic I'm even going to get into today, but I will say this. We have a long-term partnership and friendship going back with the Jacobs now 22 years. It's been really quite something, and we've risen this team to close to the top of the league, like in the top three or four of the whole league in terms of revenues based on that lease and that building because of our fans and because of our team. But, it's not broken over there, and we have a great partnership with the Jacobs. There's room for one arena in Boston, not two, and because you need to have concerts and events to fill out the bill. And if we ever talked to the Jacobs, we all decided to renovate the Garden very seriously. They've been huge, hundreds of millions of dollars of renovations, but if we ever decide to do anything, I'm sure we'd do it together and have both teams playing there.
All right, well, you answered my question.
Yeah.
My biggest thing, Wick, is I've always been not really concerned. I'm like I think a lot of fans are, is people love to see the new arenas, and, you know, you've seen what the Clippers have done with their new arena, and I think fans just loved that element of going to games and kind of seeing some of the newer technology that comes with arenas. So
Wiggy likes the bells and whistles.
Yeah.
Wick. I've
been to the Clippers Arena. I just went out there a couple months ago and watched the Celtics play right after the fires. And I'm only going to say this in this nice public forum. It's fine. It's no different. It's like it isn't really any different. And so I'm just telling you that. That doesn't mean you don't want to have a top class. It is a top-notch arena. It's a very nice place. And we're going to make, if we stay in the Garden for 50 years, we'll make the Garden, continue to have it evolve and all of that, like Fenway does. Or we'll build a new one together, or who knows what. But it shouldn't be on everybody's mind. We've got a lease in the Garden until like the 2030s. Mm. And we've got a good partnership with them. And we'll both upgrade whatever we need to do to keep the fans happy, because we're fans ourselves.
And Wick, I guess the other thing, you talked about players. I went through the sale with the Minnesota Vikings, and I feel like players did.
They actually decided to sell after they signed you, if I remember correctly.
Oh, great.
Yes,
but I think, you know, for players, it seems like it's really for them, it's really about their facilities and everything like that, and, you know, how nice the facilities are and those type of things. And it seems like you said that, you know, obviously you guys got that building over there in, was that Brighton or Watertown, where that building is?
It's in Brighton.
Brighton, right.
It's on the Pike in Brighton, and that place is like the best in the entire NBA. That place is, there's second to none.
Yeah, and I guess, maybe that would be the only thing that you look at.
Wiggy, they're 5 days a week there, and they're like 4 hours at the Garden every couple of days. Anyway, people can talk about whatever they want to. The arena's not an issue in any way, and our relationship with the TD Garden is going to continue, and we're all set. So that is the answer on that, and that's, as they say, final answer.
No, and I always appreciate you coming on because and answering these questions, because it's the news breaks and fans have all these questions, and the fans were talking yesterday about, hey, this new ownership group, which includes you, is going to come in and look at this luxury tax bill, whatever that ends up being, and maybe have to make some changes when it comes to the roster going forward or any of those kind of things, Wick.
Well, let me put a pin in that balloon, too. It's not the luxury tax bill. It's the basketball penalties. Okay, the new CBA was designed by the league to stop teams from going crazy. And they decided that it's not just good enough to go after the wallets, because then the fans are like, hey, you know, find somebody who can afford to spend, whatever, $500 million a year or whatever it is. And like the English Premier League. You know, I know seven guys that own Premier League teams in England with no spending caps, and most of them are wondering what the hell's going on. Anyway, the over here, it's basketball penalties now, and there's like nine of them, like that kick in if you stay in the second apron. Like you can't make trades anymore. It's very hard. You have to do one player for one. You can't add up guys. So you're trying to trade a player. You have to get the exact match on salaries, very close. You freeze your draft picks. They go to the end of the first round. You basically, you can't trade them. So you, all of a sudden, even if you finish really poorly, you got the 30th pick because of overspending. You can't sign free agents. You don't get mid-level exceptions anymore, et cetera, et cetera. So from a basketball standpoint, it's not luxury tax. It's basketball penalties. And that's why the Clippers dropped Paul George.
So does that, and
it will continue.
So does that mean that it'll be like that for you?
Hang on a second. I'm just going to tell you what I was going to say. So the basketball penalties mean that it's even more of a premium now to have your basketball general manager, your basketball president, be brilliant and lucky, because you've got to navigate, because you can't stay in the second apron. Nobody will. I predict for the next 40 years of the CBA, no one's going to stay in the second apron more than 2 years. So we have Brad Stevens, the reigning executive of the year, and thank God we do. He's the one that really brought us this championship with his brilliant moves. I mean, many other people, but Brad is forefront. And he's looking at this, and he's going to extend our window and make it work. I believe he will, and we'll find out in June and July what he decides to do.
Well, and Wick, what's the process going forward? There ends up being a league vote on this. When does this close, and when does it happen?
Yeah, it's going to go, because it's now only a few games until the playoffs. I in my experience, the league doesn't do a lot of stuff during the playoffs. They don't want to distract. We wouldn't have announcements or big meetings or stuff during the playoffs all the way through June, really, and the draft. So I think that when the buying group organizes absolutely everything and submits a big, giant, confidential like package to the league, the league may take a couple months to look at it. So I think we'll be looking in, July or so, would be my guess.
Wick, sale aside, how do you feel like Celtic City is going so far? Do you like how people are responding to it?
I do. I know, I haven't read too many comments, but I've read, I think it's got 100 on Rotten Tomatoes or something. I've been looking a few days, so... I think it does. Anyway, I really think they go deep, and I'm actually listed as an executive producer, but I think that the people that really did the work went really deep, and they weren't afraid to sort of say, here's the way it is and here's the way it was. And I like the connection between Jaylen Brown and Bill Russell. I liked Red rolling his eyes when he introduced the one owner. Was it John Y. Brown? And Red's like, here's John Y. Brown. And then you see him like rolling his eyes. I don't know if you saw episode three, but it was hilarious. I mean, there's these things that I didn't know for sure that are coming out. And I can't wait to see episode 8 and 9, because those are the ones that we're in. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah. Well, Wiggy and I, we've talked about it endlessly. It's really, really good.
Yeah, I love it.
And for the period of time that, despite Curtis suggesting I'm 100 years old, missing, that Russell time and the way that was in this city, it's done so well.
It's awesome. It has been must-see TV.
Unbelievable job with it.
And the best thing, I think, is Red, just people getting to know Red. And seeing him with his arms around Russell, and seeing him just lead the way, he doesn't care what color anybody is, he just was a winner. I mean, the idea that we brought him back is the first thing we did. I'm proud of that. Obviously he was nice enough to come back, and he spent, I think it was 5 years with us, and I listened to every word the guy said, sort of like how I listened to you, Greg. And so, I learned a lot from Greg. And I give him a lot of appreciation for trying to help these young guys who bought this team and didn't know what they're doing. He really tried to help us, steer us in the right direction, and he did a great job. He was the best.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time this morning, and can't wait to see what happens with this new group, which you will be a part of. And I know also Rob Hale will end up being a part of this new group going forward as well, Wick. Is that right?
He's an amazing guy. He sits on the baseline, kind of where I used to sit, and is just, he's incredible. So Rob and many other people are coming in, and it's going to be really fun.
All right. Well, I think everybody here at Wachusett owes you a round of applause for delivering what you delivered, but you're not off the hook on number 19. I just want you to know that.
Keep them chips coming.
I feel a huge pressure to get the third one out of our group's time, and I would love to get it this year. It'd be awesome. Hey, guys, thanks a lot, as always. You guys are great.
All right. Wick Grosbeck. Nuggets.
There you go. I mean, I think
they're...
What, he
they're
said they're profitable, so I didn't realize that.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. They can...
No arena. There's not going to be...
Well, maybe a remodel of the TD Garden.
I didn't want to ask any questions because I didn't want to ruffle feathers, but the second apron talk, that is getting the fan base ready for some changes when it comes to the payroll. Huh. Absolutely.
Yeah, you don't want to stay in that apron. It's because it's crazy over there. But he's right now, like, you know, with all these new penalties and different aprons, it's really hard to kind of, like, follow all that stuff.
And the
second apron, also my nickname when I'm in the kitchen cooking. The first one doesn't fit.
Right.
Come on, you guys. Thank you.
The owner of the Celtics just said he likes them. thank you, Shine. I'm sorry. If you're in an agreement with the Bruins, you're not going to say you're one out of the agreement until you have a new one.
Yeah.
But that is not what I wanted to hear when it came to a new facility.
Yeah.
They're not
the sale hasn't even closed yet. Right. So, who knows what will, and they're in a long, what did he say? It's till 2033.
I think
I was going to ask, was that something they agreed to, or did that predate their ownership?
It must have predated. I would assume it predated them. I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, I think they just re-signed the new lease is what I saw, but it was interesting when he said they're profitable, you know, even though they're in there, they're leasing. So I guess, I guess that kind of like, when you think about it, you think like, oh, in order for you to be profitable as an owner, you feel like you need a new arena or you need your own arena because of all the other stuff. But he said they were.
And I was reading Shaughnessy, who had a story speaking with all the parties yesterday regarding PAGs. And Wick in the story said that, you know, they hired this investment group and that was the way in which his family went about it. And then he and PAGs will always be friends. He's grateful for him. But it was noted in the story that PAGS did not have the highest offer confirmed in there as well. So it was, that's the way business is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't, the way he worded it in his statement was, which was, we offered a record amount of money. He didn't say we offered the most money.
Right.
So,
and that's like the record before was $4 billion with the Suns. So you could say anything was a record over $4 billion.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good penny, $6 billion.
Yeah.
That is good for them.
So
and he's going to be around even, it seems like, afterwards, like, at least as a consultant or something along those lines.
But, I mean, I guess you can understand that Steve Paliuk has been there for a long time and thought maybe he had the inside edge on it.
Family discount type deal.
Yeah.
I think PAGS lost it when he tried to grab the trophy last year first on the dais. I think that was his death knell.
Ain't no family and friends discount on this one. No.
Well, you probably get a discount if you just, like, Venmo the money, like, in one fell swoop. Oh. Like, I probably could get 5% off.
I don't know. Venmo then takes out a percentage.
Oh, so you're saying it's a complete cash offer?
All cash.
Yeah, all cash.
5.9 Venmo. $5.9 billion.
Maybe you might do that.
You would know this, Greg. You've made a billion deals.
Yes.
Total cost on just the peripheral stuff. So, like, not the organization, for the legal team, for the accountants, advisors.
I bet it's, like, it's probably, like, 5% at least of the transaction. Action.
Right? Like the amount of people that have to go into everybody's bank accounts and go through everybody's financials and
it has
all that.
To be,
do you think they have Experian?
Yes, exactly. So, they're doing the deal with State Farm.
Oh, man.
It's the mortgage.
Well, Andy Reid.
All right. Anyway, that's Wick Grosbeck. We are at Wachusett Mountain on a Friday. I think you may be able to get out there and ski your board.
Let's see it, Greg.
In a little bit, maybe. So we will be right back. Well, today and every day, you can watch this show on Twitch and on YouTube. And this show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers. There are three locations you can visit, one in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, the others in Portland, Maine, and Bath, Maine. Just visit springersjewelers.com. This is Bob from Londonderry. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, how guys having a good time up there at the at your winter, last winter greeting, as they say?
We are enjoying it. We had a blast last night, yes. And we got a whole bunch of people hanging out here this morning, so it's awesome.
I was calling, yes, on a perspective where yesterday, later in the day, I listened to the other sports station, because you got to listen to something. And they were giving their perspective of the sale, and there wasn't it quite as rosy as what some of the people are thinking. They broke it down, again, in their opinion. They didn't say it was totally bad, but they gave quite a bit different perspective, and they kind of said as time goes on, the person or interest who bought it, the guy that got it, he's got a history of, he's got money, and he makes money. And sometimes you got to change things to sustain a profit and or whatever the word is. And they were kind of saying nothing immediately, but they just said for the fans, don't be overly low. And then they were talking about the guy who didn't get it, who had all the ties, you know, with the organization for a long time. Mm-hmm. And they said he didn't necessarily not get it because of the money. There could have been other reasons.
Well, yeah, I mean, it seems like he didn't get it because of the money. I mean, the offer that they took was the highest offer.
Right. But Wick made it seem like they do turn a profit.
Well, he said that.
Yeah,
people say things, and I never know.
Right.
You know,
I don't know. I mean,
you never know what they're – but he did say they make money. So
right.
I don't think you know – nobody knows until this dude gets here what he's going to do, what they're going to do.
Right.
Is there going to be a point where they say goodbye to – Jaylen Brown?
No,
I hope not. I don't think so. But it, you know, is Drew Holiday somebody who,
yeah, I
you
think
know, may end up not being around here?
Yeah.
Yes. Is you know, is Derek White somebody,
yep,
who may not? Yeah.
Like those guys. I think you're pretty safe with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum.
Yeah. The two max.
Yeah, because the two max deals are the two best players on your team. You might some other guys you might have to maybe potentially move on from. It might be a Derek. Maybe it's a little bit harder to sign Kristaps Porzingis or re-sign him to an extension that might be a max deal.
Yeah.
Unless you decide, okay, we're gonna have to make a decision. Do we want Drew? Do we want Derek? Like, you know. So there'll be some of those guys, but I feel confident that the new owner is not going to move away from
the Jets.
Is not going to move away from the
Jets. You're going to have a whole city that hates you if you do that. If you come here and try to do something that crazy, then you're going to have a whole city that hates you when you're trying to earn their respect.
I don't think if they're doing it for business, I don't think they're
well, of course they're doing it for business, but what I took away from that Wick conversation was that it wasn't just about money, and he was talking to them about other things. Yeah, I understand. $6.1 billion, of course he's going to go with that. But at the same time, this is somebody who's from the area, something that I wanted, because I think that there is a fandom of it.
As opposed to Bezos.
Yes, because I think a Bezos would come in here, and he doesn't care if Boston people are mad about moves that he makes. So I could see him, if he wants to get a bigger profit, he could say bye to
But if he is, they are all, at the end of the day, they're all businessmen.
Yeah, but to be surprised that they turn a profit, of course, you're not spending $6.1 billion and not expecting to turn a profit unless you get an arena.
But the only reason why I look at it that way is I go, the Dallas Mavericks traded Luka Doncic for whatever, and it might be more business related.
Yeah, but the business relation of that one is they want a casino.
All I'm saying is that when you look at certain owners or groups or whatever, they might get to a point where, all right, business wise, we're trying to do something a little bit different to maybe turn a profit. I don't know. I'm not saying that that's going to happen. But, yeah, you can't keep everybody. And Wick talked about that second apron. Like, you can only stay in there for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And that's those penalties start to add up.
Well, and I think what he was saying is you have to have faith in Brad Stevens as somebody who's really good at what he does,
right,
and is going to find the, you know, the next Derek White or,
right,
you know, whatever, who, you know, or Peyton Pritchard is going to be where they want him to be, and he's going to be a starter on this basketball team in a couple of years.
Because that's the way you have to go when you start to look at all the good players that you have. You're going to have to say we got to sacrifice some of these guys if we want to be, you know, if we want to maybe get ourselves out of that apron, or if we want to kind of get that number down.
Yeah. This is Rich from Boston. Rich, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Just wanted to drop the nugget I heard from Wick about property. And if you heard that the Trump administration wants to sell the federal building next to the Garden potentially, is that what the nugget was that I heard? Is maybe they buy that.
Oh,
and then
okay.
Connect the two.
Yeah. I Wiggy would like them to he's advocating for Revere. If you heard that on the show this morning, that's really, I mean, up and coming.
I live right next to the federal building, so that would be perfect.
It's really up and coming, and that's where Wiggy wants this team to play going forward. So, all right, we are at Wachusett Mountain, and with us right now, our host this morning, Jeff Crowley. Round of applause for Mr. Hey. Crowley.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thanks for having us out here.
Well, thanks so much for coming out here. We're honored to have you guys here. I love your show. I love everything you guys do. And I was advocating, as I said last night, that you guys should take this national. It's an amazing show. You guys are just, you've got the chemistry. You've got Wiggy.
Okay.
You've got everything.
Would you fund it?
$6.1 billion?
Yes.
Yeah.
Greg's salary. Yeah.
$6.1 billion would be great. Yeah. But we are. We've been doing a lot of things here back in the AAF days. The luge, which is no longer, I think, legally allowed anywhere
in the world,
in the developed world. But you guys are always great to host us out here, and we appreciate you doing this and getting everybody out on the slopes today. And I think you can ski today, right?
We intend to open in 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay.
And it's amazing. Fortunately, machine-made snow is snow residual. It will actually make it through all this rain that we're having here now. Sometimes we'll have like 25 rainstorms in the course of a winter. But our snowmaking and grooming crew do such a wonderful job that they'll be able to recoup and get open. In fact, later on, Wiggy's going to go out in the snowcat and kind of show us how it's done.
Yeah, I'm going to groom some snow.
You are?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to groom some snow.
Have you ever been in a snowcat?
No, but it looks
awesome.
Pretty fun.
Yeah.
You been in one, Courtney?
I have.
Wow.
Yeah, I did a snowcat like dinner one night.
You drove it?
No, I didn't drive it. I just sat in it.
Okay.
What was the snowcat dinner?
You took the snowcat up the mountain and did the dinner on top of the mountain.
What did they get you for that? Like $500?
No.
Was that Boone or where was that?
That was up in Vermont, in Stratton.
Oh. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
You can see it on our Instagram.
I think I posted it. Yeah.
Well, you guys have always been great. I will never forget my experiences here with your brother David, who we lost this last year, end of last year.
Yeah.
And I noticed there's a beer here raising some money, right? So you can come down here and get a David Crowley beer.
Right. Sadly, he died of PSP. I mean, so anything that he ever did wrong in his life, I would just blame it on that. He was like my best friend growing up, and he and I had a lot of fun together. Amazing guy, and he was obviously your buddy. So if anyone's ever bored and they want to see some of the antics that you guys did, look at YouTube. It was in 2006, the WAAF Luge Challenge.
Homemade luge competition.
It was just out of control.
Yeah.
It's a miracle that it ever happened here. So I'm sure some of these people saw that. It was just wild. So
we had a guy ride. I think he was riding he had taken an outhouse and put skis on the bottom.
Oh, my God.
Right.
And he started, you know, the luge course was halfway up whatever slope that is. And he unfortunately had an accident, broke his leg. And we got him right to the hospital, and he was back here drinking 1 hour later after that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a resilient audience at WA.
Why can't we bring that back?
Lawyers.
But like the astronauts,
Wiggy, can't
they sign a waiver?
No, there's no waiver that works on that.
Yeah.
But those were good times, and we really appreciate you having us here. And you guys will be skiing till when?
The pond skim is actually April 6th. It's a fun event.
We should get Curtis or Wiggy to do the pond skim. You know what?
What the hell's a pond skim?
You start at the top.
Oh, my God.
You start at the top, and then you try to see how far across the pond you can make it before you sink.
Yeah. You go as fast as possible down
you
the mountain.
You run?
Yeah. No,
you ski.
Oh, you ski into the water.
Yeah. See how far you can make it across? Some people make it all the way across.
Oh, yeah, easy. Yeah. You could make it across. Yeah.
No, I probably wouldn't. Well, First off, I wouldn't make it down the hill. I'd be rolling.
There's a flotation issue with he and I, but he might make it. He might make it half.
I'd have to sit on one of those things.
Should we have
things?
An incentive? $1,000 if Wiggy even tries it. What do you think? I'll chip in.
Right. I'll do it on a, can I sit on the luge thing, though? The
tube?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's no way I can ski down the hill without falling before I get to the park.
You need to sit. You need to do it on a sled or a tire.
Yeah, like the luge thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We can do that. That's
fine. I could do that.
I'll videotape it.
Yeah. I mean, I know how to swim, so I could do that.
All right. Well, thanks for having us. Great time last night.
Appreciate it.
We appreciate it.
Thanks
and
so much.
We will be right back from Wachusett Mountain.